It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Details are slowly emerging around the motivations of Devin Patrick Kelly when he opened fire on the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs in Texas on Sunday. The church's pastor and his wife were out of town when that shooting occurred. Their 14-year-old daughter, Annabelle, was not. She did not survive.
Our church was not comprised of members or parishioners. We were a very close family. We ate together, we laughed together, we cried together, and we worshiped together. Now most of our church family is gone. Our building is probably beyond repair. And the few of us that are left behind lost tragically yesterday.
That's Sherry Pomeroy, Annabelle's mother and wife of Pastor Frank Pomeroy. To Pardeep Kalika, Sherry Pomeroy's grief is all too familiar. In 2012, a man opened fire inside Pardeep's Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Pardeep's father was temple president, Satwan Singh Kalika. He was shot and killed that day, along with five other people. Pardeep joined us back in August on the anniversary of that attack. So what does a community do when the congregants are gone, the place of worship is destroyed, stained by the deaths of the people who were there? Pardeep Kalika is with us again today. Pardeep, thanks for coming back to speak with me.
Thank you for having me.
Pardeep, as the magnitude of this attack in Texas became apparent, I can't imagine the rush of feelings and grief that must have flooded back to you.
You said it right on. It's like a flood of feelings that come back. And I find myself sort of like if I was a child and being bullied and I grow older and, you know, you try to forget all those things, but then like all of a sudden something triggers you and you're back to that child state again. Every time one of these things happens, I'm back to that mode of like, okay, I'm going through the same grieving process. I'm in shock and kind of in denial that this happened to our community. Obviously angry all at the same time. So, you know, that Sunday becomes almost, I don't know what to do. I'm sitting there with my children and I'm supposed to have a day off. And it just becomes a wasted day of just ruminating on thoughts.
Well, if we can go back to that experience a little bit, Pardeep, after the attack on August 5th in 2012, what was the state of the Oak Creek Temple after all the investigators had gone away and you and the community were left not only with your grief, but a wrecked place of worship? What was it like?
Difficult. You had a community that was torn apart. We talk about the external wounds, obviously. The external wounds being that, you know, six people are dead. The shooter is dead. There's other people who are suffering wounds. So there is the definite horrors that are occurring externally, but there's also the internal wounds. The internal wounds being that you have a community that is completely disheveled and lost of leadership, and the glue that's holding, and then this is for Texas as well, that community is being held together by this faith and the sacredness of the space. And now the question becomes internally, where was God? Where was God that day? Did these people deserve to die? Is there some kind of like destiny?
You talk about that question, where was God? Oak Creek is a faithful, a religious community. Sutherland Springs certainly is a faithful community. And it's one thing that faith helps get you through, but there must be a struggle about how this could have happened in the first place. I mean, you said the question becomes, where was God to prevent this?
And for luckily for us at Six, we believe that God is an omnipresent force that exists not only externally, but inside every person, inside of everything. So we believe it to be the energy source, our soul. And you know, even in the shooters, we can see that somewhere God exists there. But I think that this community is going to really have to struggle with that and say, this is a place of worship. This is a place of prayer. How can I bring back the sacredness of the space?
There's the physical damage to bodies, Pardeep. There's the spiritual damage to the psyche and the soul. What about the damage to the temple itself? What was your place of worship like when it was all done? And how did the community even go about beginning to clean it up?
So the investigation lasted a few days, which allowed for investigators and then people to come in there and clean it up. They had cleaned it up before. Most of the victims had stepped foot back into that place because they figured that it would be so re-traumatizing for us to see the blood on the floors, the carpets were soaked, the walls, the drywall, you know, bullet holes all over the place. So really cleaning it up from a visual standpoint But like I said, there's those internal wounds that you know what happened here. And that's tough to clean up. That's something that they have to go through their own grieving process and really allow the shock, the denial, the anger, the sadness, the acceptance to really run its course and say, okay, now we can't deny this. We have to understand that it happened here. How do we heal? And that was the most difficult part. Personally speaking, for our community, it was trying to put on a brave face for the world. So we thought that we had a responsibility to the world. And that was for the first year. Once the first year marker came and we commemorated the first year anniversary by having communal prayer, after that, things got real. And once things get real and then the cameras go in, everything goes away, you're kind of left there to deal with your own personal process.
Do you know people in the community who just have not been able to go back into the Oak Creek Temple since?
Most people, because it is the one of the only Sikh Gurdwaras in the area, most people have gone back into that because they really have no option of going somewhere else. It's such a small, tight-knit community that that's kind of our only option. But I do know people, and this is a majority of people, would not go back as often, are more cautious about going back, are kind of looking over their shoulder or developing emergency plans, which is fine. But now we're struggling with communities who are basically faith-based. And that's a dichotomy of like, how much faith do you have to go into this place rather than how much are you trying to protect yourself because you're so fearful?
So Pardeep, you're in the unfortunate position of being able to give advice or at least the value of your own experience with a tragedy like this to people in Sutherland Springs and other places as well. It's early days. This attack has only just happened this week. The cameras probably aren't gone yet. The investigators aren't gone yet. That's all still to come, as you mentioned. What are the conversations right now that you think are going on between people in that tiny town that the rest of us couldn't even imagine?
Yeah, the conversations probably right now that are happening with that community are, how do we secure this to come back to that church? You know, and they're not to be judged for this, but the response will probably be that we need to have armed guards and we need to have people protecting that sacred space. So that's the immediate response, which is fine. That's what they have to do to kind of move on. And you're right, the cameras are probably not gone. They're probably there, and some of the community has not slept, so they're just kind of going on adrenaline. There's going to be money that's going to be coming in. I'm sure there's donation sites. They need to. Somebody in that town needs to make sure that those donations get to the right people. They get to the victims' families, because it's going to be tough for a family who's lost 4 people, 5 people, you know, anybody, to go back to work and say, okay, well, now I'm just going to go back to work next week. Give them a little bit of time to kind of have some solace and have some money in the bank account to kind of move forward.
Pardeep Kalika is part of the Sikh community in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Pardeep, thank you so much for being with us again today.
Thank you. God bless.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.